figure out how to walk using your hands. You're not the best at it as you would be, but
right.
But sometimes that is what's needed in your body. And it sounds like you did that.
Not at the pantry. In
well,
teaching.
No, but in teaching, you were, yeah. You were, you know.
But you know, I wasn't as happy as when you
sure.
were back in Kansas.
Sure.
You know, in meeting with people and hugging them, and I think you can do better.
And it's a good thing that you like that, because I wouldn't like that.
No,
I
much
at teaching.
Right. I met people that you either like the pantry
yeah.
or you don't.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I want to say something else too, kind of relating to, it's important that we identify what our gifts are, what our strengths are, natural strengths and so forth. But, for example, Jeff is incredible at teaching, you know, very, very talented, presenting. But isn't it wise for Jeff to be doing all the teaching because he's got that gift? Isn't it wise that he's sitting in a class with a couple hooligans here, supporting us, encouraging us by attending our class, that he probably could present a whole lot better than we are. But he's being a servant by being a participant in a ministry, allowing other people to develop their skills that aren't there at his level yet. But he's encouraging them by participating. Or for example, I was talking with Julie about children's worship. You know, a lot of times we can say, man, children aren't really my natural talent. Or we could say, man, I have a lot of talent in children's worship. I should be the administrator of that because I've been doing it for 10 years. Or maybe we just ought to say, someone already has got that role. Maybe I need to go and just serve that person and being a participant, supporting them, even though there's some areas I think I could probably do a better job because I've seen. But keep my mouth shut, maybe make a suggestion or whatever. But just say, I'm going to be a servant and just allow someone else to do the leading. I'm going to be the follower. Even though I think I probably, in my own personal opinion, I think I could do a better job. But I'm just going to swallow that, and I'm just going to be a servant, you know, and like you're doing with the food pantry, you know.
Oh, and I do real good following.
There you go. Well.
Ellen's in charge. I love following.
Yeah.
You know, what you say keeps people from being real political. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of things at work, a lot of stuff, there's a jostling for power and stuff. And that creates a lot of distraction from the work that needs to be done. So, you know, what you're saying is, good heart to have. It keeps away all these. It keeps away all this friction. It's unnecessary.
Because we're a team, aren't we? I mean, our common goal is to serve Jesus Christ and further His kingdom. Now, we have this natural talent. Sometimes I can be the leader in using that talent, and I can coach a softball team. But because I've played sports for all my life. But sometimes I might need someone else might want to do it. Step aside and let someone else do it. And I've learned that with Sarah's teams. I was talking with another guy, and I said, I want you to be the head coach. First day of practice, he told him, he said, my experience as a coach is about a couple of days. He's about my age. And after he introduced himself, and I said, my experience in the sport is about since I was 4 or 5 years old, you know. But I told him, I said, my strength is not being a diplomatic leader. My strength is the technical side. And you be the leader, you be the head coach. I want to be a supporting role. My role is important too. Your role is important. But you be the head coach, man. And sometimes we need to let each other be the head coach. Sometimes we need to take the step forward. So anyway, man, I wish we could talk more on this subject.
Good thoughts. Very good.